is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We are getting closer to the 2022 Kubota CHL Top Prospects game in Kitchener. And one of the special guest coaches is WHL alumnus Jamie McLennan. He's co-host of TSN's Overdrive. He'll be on the bench. Former goaltender in Lethbridge and Spokane. We'll talk coaching strategy in moments. Well, Seattle Thunderbirds D-man Kevin Korchinski, he'll play in that game. He'll be our guest. And Brandon Wheat Kings D-man Chad Nychuk's coming off a big week. He's the WHL Player of the Week, and he'll wrap up our show. First up, Jamie Noodles McLennan, a former WHL and NHL goaltender, will be one of the special guest coaches for the 2022 Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game next week in Kitchener.
I would say excited might be one of the words, maybe slightly nervous. it is going to be a lot of fun, but we've been made aware that, how serious this prospects game is for the young players. Obviously, they want to put their skill on display with scouts in the stands. So, our job is to make sure that they have a lot of fun, but they go out there and play their game and, basically to not make a mockery of it as well, because, the guys that are involved on our show, we like to have a lot of fun. So we, certainly have a soft spot. Three of the four coaches that are going to be behind the bench with my show have played in the CHL. So I'm the only WHL, so I'm trying to represent as best as I can. So it's going to be a real fun event, and certainly guys will be taking a lot of pride in coaching.
Yeah, I'm happy you mentioned that, because Brian Hayes has some OHL experience there in Sarnia, which is pretty cool for sure. But you're up against the O-Dog on the other side here, so I'm sure there's got to be some, I don't know what you want to call it, friendly wagers or whatnot, because there's a little bit of a rivalry game here maybe for you guys.
Absolutely. O-Dog was a legend in the OHL. Hayes was a legend in his own mind in the OHL. I think there's always been some bragging rights and really animosity between the Q, the O, and the WHL. So I want to represent the WHL as best as I can. We have another guy, one of the hosts on the show. His name is Al's brother. He didn't play in the junior hockey, but very well versed in sports. Great guy, and I think the guys will love him. So it's certainly going to be a friendly rivalry, but we're going to have to figure out what we're playing for behind the bench.
So what I'm gathering here is you're not working on your different ways to kick a garbage can. You're not, like, practicing any technique right now.
No, I mean, not going to be yelling and screaming. I would like to hope that I'm a little bit more poised behind the bench. But I've had some great coaches in my career. Al Arbor, Jacques Lemaire, Joel Quinville, Daryl Sutter. You go right down the line. So you try and take a little piece of everyone there, and for me, I just want to be poised back there. I do feel like I might get a little bit excited and start yelling at the ref a little bit. I think that's only a right of a coach and a former player, and maybe there is an opportunity to have a little fun with the refs. But certainly, I don't know as far as a coaching style. It's going to be more just kind of make sure the guys are out there, and if we get a power play or something like that, make sure that my five best players are on the ice so that we can score.
Hey, WHL sending a boatload of prospects there, some really high-end ones. Matthew Savoy comes to mind. Three teams have three players there. So there's got to be a soft spot for some of the Western League guys, considering your junior career played in Spokane, but mostly with the Lethbridge Hurricanes.
Absolutely. They're going to play as much minutes as possible. I am going to be biased towards the WHL players. Absolutely. Why not? I mean, like I say, that I always feel like they've got the most grit and competitive determination anyway. So, I will be leaning towards the WHL players to make sure they get to be placed in situations that have the most success. I'm not going to hide my love for the WHL, put it that way.
The league's changed a lot since you last played, in the Western League, in the early 90s and late 80s there. But if there would have been a game like this one you played, would you have been on that? You might have been on that roster, I think.
I would hope so. I mean, I did win the top goalie in the WHL the one year. So I think it was Adele Wilson, I believe it was called.
Yeah, that's the one.
Maybe I'd be in there at some point. maybe snuck my way in there. But yeah, I mean, I played in junior where there was barely color TV. So, it's a while back for me. But the kids nowadays are so talented and so dedicated to their craft. I mean, not that I wasn't, my teammates and peers, but what we knew back then as far as eating habits and training habits are a lot different compared to today's world. I remember being on our bus, and whether it was in Spokane or Lethbridge, and there was one plug-in, one. Nowadays, guys got their smartphones, their iPads. I'm sure they're bringing their PlayStations on the road, that type of stuff, where, you know, we just didn't have the luxury of that. It was a couple board games, and if you won that night, you got to watch a movie on the VCR. So it was there was a lot of different things, and I always laugh because, you know, playing in Lethbridge, you do that little swing into, what was it? It's Saskatoon, Prince Albert, Moose Jaw, kind of 3 and 2.5 days, and that Sunday you're playing an afternoon game in Moose Jaw, and your gear's frozen underneath the bus, and you're trying to thaw it out before the game, and you go out there into that it's a tough building to play in Moose Jaw, and then you survive that game, and it's the A&W right after on the bus waiting for you before the long ride back to Lethbridge. So I'm hoping that maybe nutrition habits have changed a little bit. Some guys do enjoy a little A&W here and there, but honestly, very, very fond memories of my time in the Western Hockey League. Obviously, it helped shape me to be, not only a person, but it helped me develop into at least a long pro player. I don't know if I was an excellent pro player, but I at least had a long career and very proud of it.
Yeah, this is like a time capsule going back here. A lot has changed. I want to ask you just about, being on this side. You know that these are high-end players. You know that they'll be a little bit wound up for this game. And maybe you guys can bring some levity to it. You know, you've always been a guy that's had a great personality. You know, maybe you can help loosen the tension a little bit here, because this is going to be a game where there can be a lot on the line. Players can swing both ways.
Absolutely. I think if anything we can bring from experience is, I always say this, one game doesn't make a career. It can help in certain situations, but I was talking to a scout the other day, just kind of doing a little bit of digging behind the scenes. Obviously, a lot of my friends now from either junior or pro hockey are area scouts. They're either amateur scouts or pro scouts or even general managers in the National Hockey League. And I talked about the prospects game, and the one common theme that came out of it is the game never hurt anybody's standings as far as, what scouts think of them, because they say, hey, it's one game. But can it help? Absolutely. Because sometimes a scout who really likes you as a player gets to see you live against your peers, and you have a good game, and it's a difference between whether they take you or they don't. So it can put you over the edge in a positive way. But I asked, well, what if you have a bad game? And they say they just chalk it up to, not having your A stuff that night. So, that's what I would kind of reinforce with the guys. Like, this is not the end-all be-all. Can it help your standing? But it's certainly not going to hurt it. So go out and relax and play your game. I wish, somebody before every game that I played, whether it was junior or pro, would just kind of whisper to me and say, hey, you know what? It's a game. It's not life. Just relax and go out there. And it doesn't mean you don't work hard and have a work ethic and dedication and mentally prepare and physically prepare, but it's, you have to have a level of perspective. And I think, I learned that as I became more of a seasoned pro, but it was a long pathway to get there and to understand that.
Jamie McLennan, one of the hosts of TSN's Overdrive. Hopefully you skate the WHL guys into the ground, get them out there every turn you can. I'll be pulling for you. I watch your show there in the afternoons, and I really want you to win and stick it to O-Dog and really get him fired up the next day. So we'll be cheering for your squad there, and you have a great time with it, and thanks for representing the WHL so well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And yes, I do want to win by all means necessary. So we will be pulling out all the stops. And like I said, I will be leaning WHL the whole way to make sure that we're represented the right way, you know, because of that's how much pride I have in the league. So all the best, and thanks for having me on, and hopefully we come up with a big win and I can rub it into O-Dog and Al's brother's face.
All right, just give it to him. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate this.
You bet. Take care.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Seattle Thunderbirds defenseman Kevin Korchinski will play in that game. NHL Central Scouting ranked him 20th among North American skaters in the midterm rankings. He spoke with Thunderbirds broadcaster Tom Boyning.
Well, Kevin Korchinski was a high pick in the 2019 Western Hockey League Prospects Draft. That puts a lot of pressure on him to live up to those expectations. I think getting selected to play in the top prospects game means you're on the right path in that regards. Congratulations. And tell us about finding out that you're going to play in that game.
Yeah, it was awesome. We just got off the ice from practice, and on the board just said, go see Odie, me, Gus, and Rito. So I didn't really know what was happening. And then went to talk to Odie, and he congratulated me on getting selected to the top prospects. So it was awesome, and it's a great honor that I was selected.
Now, you've been a captain for your provincial team. You went to camp with, I think, the U18 in the summer. How does this rank, this appointment to play in this game? How does that rank with some of those other things you've been able to do so far in your career?
Yeah, it's obviously an honor since the top players in the country are going to be there and outside the country even. So it's obviously a great achievement for me, but I think just kind of like taking it kind of like day by day and achieving my achievement, just trying to get better every day and not to worry too much about it.
You've had a chance to look at the roster of players who are going to go there. You mentioned two of your own teammates are going, but anybody that you see has been selected to play in that game that you're looking forward to maybe meeting that you haven't met yet?
Well, yeah, I saw the roster briefly yesterday, and I saw a lot of guys that I went to the U18 camps with that it'll be really nice to see them again and talk to them. So I guess it'll be awesome to meet some hockey players I've never played with and never played against. Not one in particular, just all the guys. So everyone there will be elite, and it'll be good to kind of test myself to see the player I am.
And what does it mean to be able to go to play in that game with a couple of your current teammates?
It's awesome. Just being able to kind of represent the Birds, it's amazing. And yeah, since me, Gussie, and we were all close, so it'll be really good. And hopefully we're all on the same team, which would be awesome.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
The WHL celebrated 2022 International Women's Day with a roundtable discussion. It was hosted by the WHL's Director of Marketing, Allison Chambers, featuring women from across the WHL in various roles. The online series is called WHL Game Changers, and those discussions can be seen online, available at WHL.ca.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a stretch for Brandon Wheat Kings defenseman Chad Nychuk. 3 games, 10 points as Brandon pushes for home ice advantage. Voice of the Wheat Kings, Brandon Crow, has more.
Chad, certainly it's been an exciting year for you offensively. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that someday you'd be in contention for leading scorer of the Brandon Wheat Kings as a defenseman?
No. I mean, I just kind of tried to come to the rink every day as a rookie, just trying to get better. I mean, learn from the older guys. Coming in now, doing my part for the younger guys now. So, yeah.
I think I asked you this before, but a height of your Western Hockey League career, do you remember your last overtime winner?
No, I don't. Probably in midget, maybe. So
you go from, you know, not being able to recall your last overtime winner to leading this team in overtime winners. Just talk about when you reflect back on those, you know, string of events that led to, you know, the back-to-back-to-back to overtime winners. Pretty cool when you look back on it now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, obviously, getting those extra points for the team is huge. The way things are in the standings right now, every point matters. Even getting one last night, Stu burying one, that was huge for our group. So, yeah.
We talked about this on the post-game show following Wednesday's game against Calgary. But for yourself, there is nobody on this roster, including yourself as one of the older guys, that's played in a playoff game. So how important is it to get into the playoffs and have this experience for this group?
I think it's pretty important. I mean, we've got a lot of guys here that have been here for a long time and haven't played a single playoff game. So, it's been a long time coming, and hopefully we can do some damage.
When you look at the East Division standings, where do you see Brandon finishing right now? I mean, is this a team that, you know, in your mind can go on a run? Are you content staying in the 5-6 hole? What's the goal amongst the group?
I think just putting our best foot forward every game and paying attention to the standings, obviously, but not worrying about what you can't control. So, just putting your best foot forward every game and, going from there.
I heard an interesting fan comparison to your position. Now, naturally, you're a defenseman, but you've been a big part of the offense, and I had a fan tell me that you remind them of a libero in volleyball, and that's the position where they're pretty much allowed to go wherever the heck they want, and there's no standardized structure to their game. Have there been times this year where Don or Mark have had to say, hey, Chuck, remember, you're a defenseman?
No, they're pretty good. I mean, obviously, they're on my case to defend hard. I mean, that's one of the things I got to keep working at. But, when we're out there, me or Vinny against the top lines, I mean, obviously, you can't be rovering around. But, it's been good with Donnie and Billy on that part, just trusting me and stuff. So just got to keep going.
So what does the future hold for Chad Nychuk? You know, obviously an undrafted guy in the Western Hockey League, now an undrafted guy in the NHL, free agent status. I know you're a scholar and a guy that's probably preparing for school, but do the thoughts of maybe a pro contract start creeping into your mind when you have had the success you've had?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's been the goal ever since I started playing here in Brandon. Just looking to crack the team as an undrafted 17-year-old, and now that I have, just kind of keep building and styling myself here. And pro contract is what I've been working for. So,
last thought, when you were one of those young kids coming to Wheat King games, who was maybe on the jersey or the shirt you were wearing? Who were some of the guys you really looked up to?
I don't know. I mean, when I was younger, coming into Brandon was kind of a big deal to go to a Wheat King game, maybe 4 or 5 a year. So guys like Pulak, Pulak was a big one that stood out for me. I mean, he's from, he's got a cabin at Rossman Lake, just where I'm from. So, just that comparison's pretty cool.
Pretty cool comparison. You both started your career wearing number 6. Chuck, congratulations on the week, congratulations on the year, and best of luck moving forward.
Right on. Thanks, Ray.
Chad Nychuk, the Western Hockey League Player of the Week. Back to you, John.
Kamloops Blazers goaltender Dylan Ernst snagging goaltender of the week honors. 3 wins, a 1.97 goals against average, and a .930 save percentage, all while filling in for Dylan Garand, who was out with injury. I spoke to the 17-year-old tender on his recent stretch.
You've taken over the crease in a tough spot to come in, and you've played well. How have you felt?
I felt really good in that. You know, it's been pretty easy with that team in front of me. Every game, you know, you just have to do your job. They're going to do theirs. And if we both do our jobs, we're going to come out with a win every time.
You know, it's a tough spot you went in for because, you know, you're the last line of defense when Dylan Garand goes down. And all of a sudden, the team's in a real crucial part of their schedule, and it's on your shoulders here. Did you feel the pressure or did you not feel the pressure?
Started off, I felt a little pressure, but I knew that I had to play as good as Garand would have played in that stretch to help my team win. So, yeah.
Is there a win in the last stretch here that you said that was a big one for the team?
I felt like my Everett one was a big one for the team, and it was also a huge one for me. Like, I gained confidence from that, and then ever since then, I had a lot of confidence playing in those games. It's also pretty easy to have confidence when you have one of the best teams playing in front of you, too, though.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Tom in Seattle, Brandon Crow for their help this week. Thanks, fellas. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.